Welcome to the New Swingers Podcast, the only podcast in the world specifically created for and focused on couples who are new to or curious about the swinger lifestyle. It is for audiences of those age 18 years and older. And though we give our opinions, we are not therapists or mental health professionals, and our opinions are simply our own. So here's the deal. Lots of couples new to the swinger lifestyle have a lot of questions, and they're often nervous or feel insecure. Our mission is to help you answer all of those questions so you can explore the swinger lifestyle comfortably at your own pace and make your sex life sizzle. Our voices have been changed to protect our identities, and any email questions of yours that we read will be addressed anonymously to protect your identity as well. And a lot of you ask about wanting to see what June looks like because she sounds so hot. Well, she is hot, and here's how you can see what she looks like. This hot, sexy, gorgeous, former church preschool teacher turned hot swinger wife. Just click the first link in the show notes to check out June's OnlyFans page. You'll get unlimited access to hot, daily, uncensored glimpses of her and her gorgeous 32 double D pierced nipples. She gets pretty crazy on there. Just click the first link in the show notes. Welcome back to the New Swingers Podcast. I'm John.
And I'm June.
And today we're talking about how to say no and how to accept a no.
Yeah.
How to say no. How you say no to somebody if they want to play but you don't want to. That can be kind of awkward for some people. Mm-hmm. What are some things you can say or some context you can have? We're going to give you those answers right now in this episode. But also, how do you accept a no? Like if you ask somebody to play or something like that and they say no, how do you handle that? Or how can you reduce the sting of that possible rejection? Because nobody wants to feel rejected, but also not everybody wants to play with you. And we're going to go into like a little bit of the psychology behind that and the context. And it's not always what you think.
Yeah.
You don't always have to take it personal. We're going to talk about why, and it'll make it a lot easier. Because a lot of people, I know guys in particular, like I think one of the most scary things in the world is asking a woman out or to play, because there's that, you open up that possibility of being rejected by someone you're really attracted to. And that is scary as hell for a man.
Well, I think it's scary for anybody, honestly. Like, but I know that's a big thing that John says a lot with men, that that's a big thing. But I think just being rejected, I mean, women don't like it either. We don't, who wants to be rejected?
Nobody wants to. I can only speak from a man's perspective, but I know guys who will do a lot of wild and crazy shit. But talking to a woman they're attracted to, it's like, sometimes it's like being held underwater, and how long can you hold your breath? It's like people change, they kind of freak out, or it's one of those things that sort of can kind of sometimes tap the insecurity of maybe a piece of you that you don't like to think about. And so we're going to talk about today just how to accept a no, but also how to give a no. And what you should expect from people who are respectable in the lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if people don't act in these certain ways, maybe if they act worse, number one, you may have dodged a good bullet there.
Yeah.
And two, this just gives you some ideas about, you know, a lot, I guess, etiquette in the lifestyle.
Yeah.
Like, so if you have nothing to go on, what's typical, what's normal, what's, everything really revolves around consent and just don't take anything personal.
Yeah.
But before we get to that, I'm going to draw a few cards from this deck of What's Your Thing from the We Got a Thing podcast that we still haven't gotten the deck of cards back to our friends yet, because our lifestyle friends, because we haven't seen them yet.
We've been busy. They've been busy. Yeah. Life happens. But today it was really fun because this morning we went out. We went out to the beach this morning and I was not wearing any underwear. So, in a cute black sundress, and John took some hot pictures of me, and they're on my OnlyFans, so check it out.
So, here's the first question. We'll kick off, we'll play a couple minutes with these questions on this card game, and then we'll jump right in to the accepting, how to accept no, and how to say no. So, June, would you ever bring play partners to your home for playtime? Why or why not?
Yes. I would, as long as it's like someone or a couple that we've gotten to know and we feel comfortable with letting them know where we live, because that's a huge thing. Because we have kids, so it's definitely, I would say yes, because we are building a sex room for us, but also to enjoy the friends. But I would say yes, but it needs to be like people we've gotten to really know and trust and get a good vibe for, I think. What about you?
Yeah, I think I totally love the idea of having friends over. It's just, like you said, if you have kids, getting the kids out, mm-hmm. sending them somewhere so they're not around, we can just have fun. Yeah, definitely, like you said, getting to know people, because if someone's going to know where you live, it's kind of like you really kind of want to make sure you know that, because you meet some people and they seem fine, and then they turn out to be total freaking weirdos,
yeah,
or psychos, and it's like, oh, they know where we live, mm-hmm. you know, and so you never know. But if you have friends that you make, and like you said, again, I'm saying everything you're saying, and we're building the sex room just for that reason, for us, but also it's like, hey, that'll be fun to have friends over.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I agree, and basically I think said everything you said as I was shuffling through the other cards, finding a few. If it sounded redundant, it was. How do you feel about play at a club or house party with your partner? What about others? So I'm going to rephrase this one because it's kind of vague. How do you feel? I don't know. How do you feel about it? Let me ask you this. June, do you prefer playing at a club or a house party? Or do you like them both and they're just different? And maybe tell why. Or
I like them both. I like going and playing at the club. I love the atmosphere. I love getting on the dance floor and dancing with John. Especially if I've had some alcohol in me and some 90s raps playing, and I really like to shake my ass. So that's fun. And I like being watched. So I like that the club that we used to be a part of a lot, they had the room where it's a huge bed and tons of people can fit on it, and they had windows surrounding that room. So, and I like being watched. So I love that part of it, but also really like if it's a house party, it's like a little bit more intimate, which sometimes makes me more nervous than the club, because there's a lot going on at the club, but I do enjoy, I don't know, I like them both, but I enjoy, like, if it's a house party or just at a hotel with a couple of friends, if we're full swapping with a couple, like a friends of ours or something, I like that too, but I feel like I get more nervous when it's like more intimate like that though.
Yeah, and I'm with you. I like both. They're just different. I like the club because it's bigger. You can kind of get lost in the crowd. Lots of people there.
Lots of selections.
Lots of selection. Yeah. Not just drinks.
Yeah.
Well, and you discover a lot about yourself in that setting too. Like you talked about the orgy room with the big bed. Like mm-hmm. we discovered you're an exhibitionist there.
Yeah.
After you got watched as we were playing, you're like, oh my God, that's so hot. Like, I had no idea. I loved being watched.
Mm-hmm.
And so you love that. And meeting new people, meeting new friends, great for doing that. And there's a lot of people there.
Yeah.
I personally, if I could choose one or the other, I would choose house parties, though. That would be my number one. I just like the smaller nature of it. It's more personal. Get to know people.
Probably less distractions.
Yeah, fewer distractions too. Because mm-hmm. as a guy in the lifestyle, if you're new to lifestyle, you might have never had issues like getting a hard on and keeping it. But when you're distracted, or if you're not used to being like naked in front of other people, or just distracted by music, or other people talking, or all the other million things that can go on at a club, like that can actually affect your erection. And it's not that your dick doesn't work. It's not that you have ED. Like erectile dysfunction, nothing like that. It's that you're just fucking distracted.
Yeah.
And then the only time in my life it's ever happened was in like big crowds. And I wasn't even self-conscious. I was just distracted.
Yeah.
Music, people talking, people moving, going in and out of the room, all kinds of stuff. And, you know, we have friends too, who have played like for their first time. And I've heard guys go, dude, what the fuck? This has never happened. I'm like, dude, I believe you. And I know. And here's exactly what it is. So don't worry. I'll toss him a pill, or something from like that we get from Shameless Care. By the way, if you go to the link in the show notes, you can actually get some of those pills to keep you harder longer. And you even get like, I think you get like $30 off your order if you use the promo code new at checkout. So go check that out. But I like the house parties better just because it's smaller, more intimate. I can actually talk. Like if we see people we're attracted to, we can actually have time to actually talk to them, get to know them. Mm-hmm. And then later in the night, end up playing with them. So next question, June, where do you like to be touched?
Yes.
Same.
It's everywhere, honestly. Yes.
Same here. I would say for me, obviously my dick. I would say for me, it's like, well, and our recent new friends, I discovered this too, because the lady in the relationship, she's a massage therapist. And so it's like, you found that out and you're like, oh my God, yes, I bet it's amazing. And definitely was. And I think I talked about this in a different episode, but like she did this like massage thing on my thighs all the way up to like my stomach, my ab region and everything in between. Mm. I think we had like coconut oil. So it was like a real massage, but it was like a super erotic, very, very sexual massage. And like I had never experienced that. So it's like, I was like, oh, that's really different. So like that, like I know there are different erogenous zones that people have, like your ears, your neck, your crotch, your inner thighs, like different places that on the human body that we know are called erogenous zones, which are different places that if you touch them or caress them, like they're known for heightening arousal very quickly. Mm. Like if I kiss you on the neck, like where that giant hickey is from last night.
Yeah,
that right there, for example.
Yes, I have a huge ass hickey that he left me last night. It was kind of creepy too, because I literally in my mind was like, holy shit, like he's sucking so hard, is he gonna pop a vein? Like then my mind went to Twilight, because I love the Twilight movies. I don't care how old they are, I still love them. Anytime I'm sick, that's what I do. I have to lay around, I'm watching Twilight every time, the whole series within a couple days.
And I did not draw blood.
No, but like in my mind went there, like, holy shit, like he's my vampire.
But I also know you like feeling that intense, like, I don't say pain, but sensation of, that really hard kind of hickey.
Yeah.
Yeah. And leaving a mark. You like having marks left on you from sexual encounters. So mm-hmm.
I call it branding. I like when he brands me.
With a paddle or, whatever, like, or a hickey or
smacking me on the ass with your hand or hickeys or, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, I like all that.
Guys, have you found it difficult to get and keep an erection while at lifestyle events? If so, you're not alone, and it's common. The new environment and the distractions can contribute to a lack of an erection due to performance anxiety at the very moment you need it the most. I personally ran into this issue early on in the lifestyle, and it was super frustrating. But don't worry, there's a solution. If you use our link in the show notes and use the coupon code NEW, N-E-W, at checkout, you'll get $30 off your order of FDA-approved ED medication from Shameless Care so you can get hard and stay hard in the moments that matter most. Don't question your manhood or feel like less of a man ever again. Just click the link in the show notes right now to get $30 off before the promotion ends so you can get back in the game and blow your sex partner's mind. Click the link right now and simply use the coupon code NEW, N-E-W, at checkout. June, would you prefer one-night stands, casual friends with benefits that you see regularly, or long-term polyamory? Well, wait, long-term... All right, there's a lot there. Would you prefer one night stands, casual friends with benefits, or polyamorous? I mean, like, you have like three or four people plus in a relationship all together. Like, we're in a relationship, and then there's one or two other people, and it's not just us. It's like a committed relationship with more, with like three or four people or more.
Definitely not that for me. I don't want that.
I don't either.
Don't desire that. But if it comes between one night stands or like friends that you kind of play with sometimes, regular, is that kind of what you mean?
Yeah, you have casual friends of benefits that like live nearby and you guys kind of play, you know, maybe a couple times a month or just whenever you're hanging out. Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. You just have casual friends of benefits.
What do I prefer?
Yeah. One night stands or casual friends of benefits?
Because I've done both. We kind of have both.
And they're both fun. They're both exciting.
I guess I would say the first one.
One night stands?
Yeah.
Okay. Tell us about that.
I think for me, it's like, because, I mean, it's nice having friends that you play with, but like, I don't, like for me, it's like, I want friends. And so like, I don't want to have friends that they expect us to play every time. If you know what I mean? Like, I don't
know.
Like every time you hang out, oh, they're expecting we're going to fuck or play. Yeah. And I like the idea of just having some friends that like every once in a while, if we play, okay. But like, I don't know, for me, I like the one night stands because there's nothing attached. It's that part of like, oh, we don't know who they are or anything really too much about them. And then that's kind of hot too, of not really knowing, oh, I don't think I'll ever see them again. And that's exciting and hot in its own way. So I don't know, like, I think one night stands for me is probably my favorite. Cause I don't, like, John and I fuck all the time. So like, for me, I don't need a set of play partners that we regularly fuck. Like, I don't know, like, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, plus there's again the whole part where like one night stand, if you raise like I think a lot of us were, you're not supposed to do it.
Yeah.
Which makes you want to do that said thing even more.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you want something to become more popular, just outlaw it. And then it's gonna spread like wildfire and everyone's gonna do it. That's how we are as humans for some reason.
Well, what about you? What would you say is your preference?
I'm with you. I like the one night stands for the reasons you said. I also like the casual friends of benefits because you have friendships with people who are like you and think like you, and you can be yourself around. And I think just being friends of benefits, that doesn't mean you have to play every time, but there's always the possibility if people are in the mood and it seems fun and yeah, maybe we didn't plan on it. You know, we don't play every time, but maybe sometimes you're hanging out and, you know, having a couple of drinks and people are like, hey, we know this couple. We know these people. They're friends. We're comfortable with them. We didn't plan on going this way, but it just sort of organically did. And so then we play. Because the best sex for me, I think a lot of times is like, if you want to kill a mood, like sexually for me, fucking plan sex. Like that sounds like the most boring shit ever. Like we're going to plan times to have sex. Like, I don't even want to be there. I want it to be like, we meet up, we didn't plan on it, but things got hot kind of quick and we just fucking rolled with it organically and everyone had their minds blown. Like that's for me. So that's what the appeal of a one night stand is too. But also, friends with benefits, I think it could be like that, but even more just because you know the people. And I think if you know people as friends, we don't know this yet through experience, but I've heard sometimes it can make the play experience even better because you're just more comfortable with the people. And so you kind of know them a little bit and that can make things better.
Yeah. But who knows? Well, I think for me also when it's like the friends with benefits, I guess I sometimes would worry that what if like it turns into something that like they start like, I don't know, like it starts being more like, I don't know what I'm trying to say. kind of like if it's expected every time or if it's like, if it starts taking away from what you and your spouse have, and you're wanting to do it with more with them more than you are, like, I think it needs to be a good balance, because I don't want it, I would never want it to come to the fact that, like, oh, we only want to fuck now if we're fucking with other, you know what I mean? Like, with other people, I guess, is I don't know what I'm trying to say.
I hear what you're trying to say, but I think there's bigger issues there if that became a thing.
Yeah, but, well, that's what I'm saying. I would always just try to be careful.
Don't let it be a thing.
Yeah.
If you see it developing, talk about it, and don't let it become a thing.
Yeah. I think that's when just having a great communication with each other is important. Yeah.
And tell people, like, hey, we're not looking to play every time. We want friendships. Because some people get in the lifestyle, and they're only looking to play every time, and that's okay.
Yeah.
But make it clear if you're like, yeah, we want to do that a lot too, but sometimes we just want to make friends. And, you know, the older I'm getting, the more I find that's important to me.
Oh, yeah.
When I was 21, 22, I just want to fuck, like, all the time. Like, it's, and I still do. I'm still very much that way. But if we don't, and we just get to know people, and maybe next time it ends up happening, like, I'm cool with that too. Because I value making friends.
Me too.
And I would never want what you just described, you know, to happen to us, and it wouldn't, because we'd talk about it.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't want another couple, like, to, like, have so much fun with us that, like, they lose their fire between each other. Like, I'd be like, I would totally advise them, like, no, you guys need to talk about that and figure it out.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, we don't want you destroyed. We want you built up and even better, you know?
Yeah. Because for us, every time when we play with other people, then we come home and shit, like, it's so much... It's hot anyway, okay? Like, we have great fucking sex.
Yeah, we do.
But when we both notice that after we've played with other people, like, all it's done is made us, like, more in love with each other, can't keep our hands off of each other even more than we already are.
It's like having 5 hours of intense foreplay, and then you go home and you fuck, and it's like, both of you are, like, ready to fucking explode.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there's something about it. Last card, and we're going to get to the topic. We're running kind of long here. What lifestyle podcast do you enjoy most? I would say, personally, the New Swingers podcast, though I could be biased. Though we got a thing, you know, you guys provided this card game, so thank you for that.
Well, I would say, yes, ours for sure. But also... I think it's the podcast, the owners of the
club. Oh yeah,
In Dallas,
Open Love 101.
Yeah, Open Love 101. I really like
John and Jackie.
Yeah, and I really like their stuff. Like, they've got a lot of great content that, you know, has been helpful. So yeah, I would definitely say us first, but then Open 101 would be my other one.
Yeah. When I say us first, I'm kind of like laughing because I don't actually learn a lot on this podcast because we're the one doing the talking. Well, but Open Love 101 was great. Or it is great. And in the very beginning, they have a lot of short, like, YouTube videos on certain topics, and just kind of helps you tiptoe in. I really liked that.
Well, I think for me saying that this is my favorite podcast, I think it's just because I love, and well, you do too, we love helping people. And so I feel like doing this, the reason why it's my favorite is because I love being able to help other people who aren't as far along in the journey as we are.
Yeah. Oh, and you know what else is interesting and, you know, beneficial for us? Is that as we experience things and then we talk about them from this outside third-party context in a podcast setting, I think it actually helps us understand ourselves and our journey better, because it's not just you and I talking about it together like we do, but we're talking about it in front of other people.
Yeah.
That kind of adds a different dynamic to it, I think, of discussion. I don't know what I'm trying to say, but I think it helps in an indirect way, helps us understand ourselves better, maybe in a way that we wouldn't if we weren't publicly talking about this.
Yeah. Yeah. I see what you're saying.
Yeah. So now to the content of the episode that you've been waiting for. So basically, how to say no in the lifestyle and how to accept no if somebody tells you no If they ask you to play and you want to say no, or if you ask somebody to play and they say no, we're going to talk about a little bit of contact mindset with this. Because like we said in the beginning, nobody wants to be rejected. Mm-hmm. But you also don't want to play with everybody. Maybe someone you're not attracted to, but yeah. You don't want to come off rude, but you also don't want to like just do something so somebody else is not uncomfortable. Like,
yeah,
you don't ever want to violate your own personal integrity just to make someone else feel good, mm-hmm. or not disappoint them, because then you'll resent yourself.
Yeah.
You know, and you have to have that personal integrity to yourself, and that's very important. So we're going to start with accepting no if somebody rejects you, and then we're going to go into how to say no, a few tips on that. So accepting no, here's just the basic preface is, you know, if somebody tells you no, if you ask them to play and they say no, it may or may not be you. Now it might be you. Or it might not be you.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, are you clean? Are you well groomed? Do you brush your teeth? Do you have a fresh haircut? Do you make yourself as attractive as possible? Are you healthy? Do you have maybe you just don't have the body type the person's attracted to, regardless of what that is.
Or even ethnicity. Yeah. Like maybe they only like, you know, African American guys or women, or maybe they only like Hispanics, or maybe they only like
Asian.
Like there's so many, like,
or white
or what. So like, yeah, I said that all hickish. That was funny. But yeah, like you just don't know like what they might have a preference.
Yeah. I mean, we have friends who I think are totally hot, but it's like they have their certain preferences, mm-hmm. and it's like, oh, well, like, you know, one or both of us might not fit that, but like they're still great friends of ours, and so like we have awesome friendships.
Yeah.
But like when it comes to their sexual attraction, they kind of know what they like, and mm-hmm. if someone doesn't fit in that box, it's nothing against them. But also, well, and there's so many people in the lifestyle, like you can just go to the next people. Like there's no shortage. Like,
next.
And in the lifestyle, it seems like there's many people for everybody. You just got to kind of find your groove, your group. But think about this too, in accepting though. Like, we're talking about, do you make yourself as attractive as possible? Are you personal and friendly? Are you non-pressuring? Do you come off as someone who you're talking to them, but they can just sort of get the vibe that you're only talking to them so you can play with them? Or do they feel like you're genuinely interested in who they are as a person?
Yeah.
Whether or not you do anything. Because mm-hmm. I'll tell you right now, like the biggest attraction is when like you're not trying. Like I always act like I don't give a fuck if we play or not when we meet people. And I'm not, when I say act, I'm not actually acting. Like I'm for real. Like I don't give a fuck if we play or not. Like when we're meeting people, I don't, like, I'm not, because that'll come off as desperate.
Yeah.
Like if you push it that way, and desperate's never attractive. And so
yeah,
I genuinely don't care if we play with somebody or not. But the less pressuring or expecting I'm acting, I think the more success we have.
Yeah. Well, we've kind of always been that way whether we've went to the club or whether we've met a couple on a date. Mm-hmm. And then went from there to do things or whatever, or house parties or whatever, all the things we've done now. But it's like, we've always had that intention of like, we don't, like, there's no intention that we're going to play. Like, we will see how it goes. Like, yeah, like with us, it's kind of like, okay, we'll have all of our things, our fuck bag.
The bang bag
with us in case things go that way. But like,
by the way, the bang bag is like full of condoms and lube and toys.
My
and
double
things,
dildo.
Yeah, that you love using with ladies. Yeah.
Different things like toys and whatever, lubes and stuff. But like, we have that with us, but like, we don't ever like go meet people in it like with the intention that, oh, it's going to go that way. It goes that way, great. If it doesn't, great. Like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, and this is kind of what the way I put it. Go out with people, like go out with intent, but not expectation. Mm. The intent of to meet them, and yeah, we might play, but not with the expectation like we're going to definitely play with these people, because there are so many things, like there are a million reasons someone might say no.
Yeah.
And quite possibly none of those reasons could be you or have anything to do with you or having to do with a lack of attraction to you. Like, where maybe it's where they're at in their lifestyle journey. Maybe they're just trying to get to more like-minded friends. Like, their goal is to just get around people who think like they do and live like they do.
Well, yeah, because for me, like, I remember we first started this, well, gosh, like 11 months ago now. I had no interest in doing anything with a guy. Like, I had zero interest. Like, I really just wanted to explore my new found bisexuality. Like, I had no desire. I mean, now I do. But it's like, but I had no, like, so for me, like, if we were meeting people and they were couples, like, I was always like, I'm only want to play with the girl. I'm not interested in playing with the guy.
Yeah, and there's no guy that would have been the exception back then either.
No.
Like, it doesn't matter how good of a dude you are. Like, it's like, it wasn't a guy thing. It was literally, like, you're literally only interested in playing with ladies.
Yeah.
So, like, it wouldn't have anything to do with a guy if you rejected him or just said no.
Mm-hmm.
Some people, I think, just like maybe the thrill of the possibility of dating and possibly swapping with other couples, kind of getting close but not. Or maybe they're just, maybe that's part of their journey still.
Mm-hmm.
But they're just not ready. Or maybe they like went to have drinks with you. Maybe they saw someone in public they knew. Maybe it reminded them of something and it turned them off. Or maybe they got freaked out like, oh, because we're on a date with another couple who are in the lifestyle and we just saw vanilla people we knew. Not that they would know why you're out and who you're with, but, you mm-hmm. know, that could freak somebody out.
Yeah.
Some people feel like they just need to get to know you more as a person before playing. Like, everyone's different sexually. Some people, like, really need a connection with a person. Other people, it's like, yeah, let's just have fun. Other people, like, they really need to, like, get to know somebody a little deeper first. And that's perfectly normal and okay.
Well, I think for me, for an example, like, we want, or I really desire to have, like, a threesome with you and another guy.
Mm-hmm.
But what I've come to find out is, like, I want to, like, meet a guy and maybe like at least the first time we meet up, especially if it's somebody that we've never met, like I want to meet him for drinks to just get him, know him, to see if there's even a good vibe there with the guy, you know, and then maybe the second time we meet up and maybe it goes that way if we get a good feeling. So it's just everyone has their preference. Everyone has their things that they do to make themselves comfortable.
Yeah. But again, even if somebody says no, it might be you. Or it could be a million things that are not you.
It could not be you. Yeah.
And so, like, I mean, we recently grabbed drinks with a couple of new friends of ours that we had met at a house party.
Mm-hmm.
And what I didn't realize, I had a lot to drink the night before. Like, more than I usually would.
Mm-hmm.
And then we met with them the following evening for dinner. And possibly maybe more. And I had only a couple of drinks while we were with them, but they were really strong. And so, like, for the first time in my life, it was like everything in me wanted, like, to play, but, like, my brain and my body were not connecting in that way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I think I just had way too much alcohol, like, the night prior and then that night. Mm-hmm. I only had a couple, but, like, they were really strong. And so, like, we ended up not playing. We just met. Now, we're trying to reschedule right now to meet up because we do want to meet up and hang out with them again and more.
Yeah.
But, like, it was legitimately, like I was certain to make it very clear, like, it's not you. It's not you guys. I'm not blowing you off. I'm not bullshitting you. Mm-hmm. Like, we definitely want to, but tonight, something, I'm not feeling it in my brain. Like, well, like, and it, but the thing is, like, it had absolutely nothing to do with the two of them.
Yeah.
They're a great looking couple. Mm-hmm. They seem to be awesome people. And I mean, just totally our type of people.
Mm-hmm.
And it had absolutely nothing to do with the two of them.
No.
And so I was really clear And hopefully, you know, you hope they believe what you're saying, because like that was the truth. It had nothing to do with them. And I didn't want them to think it did, because it truly didn't. It genuinely was me.
Like, well, and yeah. not, and it was not only you either, because like I was feeling the same way that night of me just for some reason, I just wasn't really like, I really wanted to just get to know them. I really wasn't feeling, and it wasn't them. Like it was literally me just like, I'm not really like in the mood tonight to, you know, and it wasn't them. It could have been anybody.
Well, and we didn't even go home and have sex that night.
No, we didn't.
But we had a great dinner and drinks with them, had a great time mm-hmm. getting to know them as friends.
Yeah.
And you know, it's like, yeah, we're going to probably see them again and we're going to have fun. Mm-hmm. But again, that was the case. That was a case where it literally wasn't them. And again, I tried to go above and beyond to like, no, I'm seriously not bullshitting you. Like, yeah. It's literally not you.
Yeah.
Because especially like from my perspective, that particular lady, she's totally like my type. And mm-hmm. so, you know, beautiful brunette, teacher, kind of like, it's like, you know, that whole, you know, my thing. So, mm-hmm. You know, another thing we put here is accepting no. Sometimes people go and, you know, to dinner beforehand, and maybe they ate something that messed with their stomach, and like 2.5-3 hours later, they're like, holy crap, what did I eat?
Yeah.
I'm not feeling this. Or maybe,
The anxiety took over and like yeah. their stomach's upset because they're so nervous, and the anxiety, especially if they're new to the lifestyle. I know there was times that my stomach would be in knots the whole time. Like, I hope nobody comes up to me, or I hope we don't do anything because my stomach's at knots.
yeah, for whatever reason, they're just not ready right now. You mm-hmm. know, and a no right now doesn't mean it's a no later.
Yeah.
It just means like no, not right now. And it could be, again, for many reasons.
Yeah.
Maybe it's their first time, or they're very new to the lifestyle. Mm-hmm. Maybe one of the people is into you, but the other one isn't. Or maybe, let's say, the lady doesn't like bald guys or guys with facial hair, or maybe she's only into, like you said, only into white guys or black guys, Hispanic guys, or maybe he's only into white women or plus size women or petite women, or you know, you have to make a if you're a couple, which is, you know, the main focus of this podcast is for couples who are new to the lifestyle. You have to make a four-way attraction connection.
Yeah.
You know, both guys have to be okay with each other. Both ladies have to be, but also both guys and both ladies, you know, one guy and the other lady and the other guy, they all have to have this connection where it's good enough, you know, mm-hmm. and that can be complicated sometimes.
Yeah. Or we'll see a hot lady and then the guy is like totally like,
oh,
like
so frustrating,
super not my type at all.
Well, you'll see what she's really saying is you'll see a beautiful woman who just takes care of herself. And the guy, you can tell, he just doesn't even fucking try.
He doesn't care.
Yeah, and like,
or try.
And, yeah, and like June's not going to take one for the team.
Nope.
So it's like, you know, guys, please take care of yourselves as well as your lady does. Because like, hey, you know, we like to hang out with other couples. And
yeah,
if it's uneven in that way, like, it's like, man, we all could have had a real good time. But, you know, the guy, he won't go to the gym. He won't run. He won't, you know, you don't have to be a bodybuilder, but like be somewhat healthy, mm-hmm. you know. You know, quit eating shit all the time and, you know, don't drink beer every night. Like, I mean, just somewhat take care of yourself.
Yeah.
You know, because that just kind of ruins it for everybody. You know, like we said, stay clean, like groom yourself, get a fucking haircut, like brush your teeth, have mints on hand, you know, wear deodorant, groom, you know, just
yeah,
little things like that.
Try.
Yeah, just try. Like, yeah. You know, some people are in life. Okay. We talked about that. Some mm-hmm. people play every time. Some people not. And again, maybe if you get told no, maybe they're into younger or older people, or maybe more introverted people or outgoing people. I know for me, I'm a deeper thinker philosophically in life. Mm-hmm. I'm a very deep thinker, and there's a lot of beautiful women. Some are deeper thinkers and some are not deeper thinkers, but when I meet a woman, I can have a conversation with all night who I'm attracted to, and she's a deeper thinker. Fuck, that is so awesome. Rather than, you know, a woman who just really doesn't think of a whole lot, or just very surface level, or we just don't connect in that way. Like, that's fine too, But man, when I connect with somebody like who's like a deeper thinker and I can talk about like the shit I like to talk about, and like, and these are usually very educated women. It tends to be, you know, we play with women who are, gosh, you know, like in multiple states, like teachers, superintendents of school districts. I mean, you know, women with like multiple advanced degrees, like these are women who like they've studied a lot in their lives. And like, to me, that's very attractive. Mm-hmm. And I can tell when I'm talking to one.
Yeah.
And so, let's see. You know, some people are more comical, some are more serious and laid back, and some people like one or the other more. You know, it just depends. The whole solution here is this: if you get told no, don't take it personal. Just move on to the next couple. Meet other people.
Don't make it weird. Don't eyeball me the whole rest of the fucking night because my girl wants to play. Well, your girl wants to play with my guy, but I was not ready to play with a guy yet, and he gives me the eyeball. Go to hell, look the whole rest of the evening. And I said it as nice as possible.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
If you find the earlier, like, first 3-4 episodes, there's one, I forgot what he called it. It's like, how not to be a single guy, so how not to be a total douchebag or something like that.
It was something like that. Yeah.
If you go back to the first 5 or 6 episodes, you'll definitely see it, and you're like, oh, that's the episode. And we talk about that guy.
Yeah.
Well, and the thing is, it's like, just because your lady wants to play with me doesn't mean my lady's going to want to play with you. And there is no obligation to that.
Nope.
In that case, we hadn't even talked about it. But the thing is, everybody has their preferences and attractions for whatever reason. Even we don't know why we're attracted to certain features.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, you know, it doesn't mean that they aren't good people or that you can't be really good friends with them or never play with them. Maybe you're just not what they like to play with, or not this time, or maybe it doesn't fit for you. And again, don't ever take one for the team is our advice.
Fuck no.
You know, like, if you don't know what taking one for the team is, that's like, if I was to say, hey, June, I really want to play with the hot lady. I know you do too, but that means you're also going to need to play with a guy.
Nope.
Who you might not be attracted to. Like, I'm not going to ask you to do that. That's pretty shitty.
Yeah.
And I mean, to me, it's pretty shitty. I would never do that.
Yeah.
So, all right, moving on to the final round in the episode, saying no. So let's talk about saying no. If somebody wants to play with you and you're just, you don't want to be mean, but you want to say no. The whole preface of this right now, the whole big idea is this: you always have a right to say no and have that wish respected.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Now, this can also kind of depend on your setting, like where you are or the situation, based on the approach that you take. So, like, what do we do in the club sometimes? If we're in a club, someone's like, hey, you guys want to go to a room or play? And we don't really want to. You know, what's something sometimes we would say?
We'll say, like, hey, I need to run to the restroom. Or we're actually going to go, on the dance floor and dance for a little bit right now, or, hey, we're going to go grab some drinks. Those are kind of a few things that we would say if we were like, no, not really. I'm not feeling the vibe with that person.
Yeah. So there's a lot you can say if you're like in a club setting, like if you're on a date with another couple, like you're in a restaurant or, you know, a bar or something. And, you're on a date to get to know them, to see if you feel comfortable. You might just say, well, you know, if they ask you to go and play, just be like, well, we actually have a policy where we like to get to know people first on a personal level, and we don't generally play on the first date. We like to go back and talk about it, see how we feel, and then decide if we'd like to meet up again for more. Now, you can say that as a way of saying no. Now, you might meet other people after having said that you really connected with and you did play. So it's like, well, you weren't lying, but at the same time, maybe, you know, you just weren't sure yet about these particular people or, mm-hmm. you know, or whatever the case.
Yeah.
And we generally like to preface this with people when we remember to, before we go out with them, like as a meet and greet initially, just so it's not like, in case they have an expectation, it's like, if we can kind of buffer it with, hey, we may or may not be interested in doing that, so just be open to that.
Yeah.
Just so it's on the table, because maybe somebody's new and they don't know any better, and they're like, hey, we're going out with these John and June people, and, you know, it'll will probably definitely do something. And that does happen frequently, but also like, well, maybe not, because everyone has to feel it. And that's what's most important.
Yeah.
So I know this is something, you know, that you said before, this one here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've said something to the effect of like, thank you so much. Oh, my gosh. But I'm so flattered, but I'm not right now. And I'm smiling the whole time. I'm being as polite as I can, just because they've paid you a huge compliment. They've paid me a huge compliment saying that they want to play with me. So like, I want to let them down as easy as possible.
Yeah, but well, because they just took a huge risk of rejection.
Yeah.
For merely asking you, and that's a really scary thing. Like we said, for most people.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, if you just say, "Hey, thank you so much. I'm so flattered, but not right now." And if you're not obligated to give any more of a reason than that. So just get used to having your personal integrity and, you know, being comfortable with saying no because you don't want to, and knowing that's good enough. I know a lot.
I've had to work on that.
Well, you were raised to be a people pleaser.
Yeah.
And that other people being pleased is more important than you. And that's bullshit. And
it is bullshit, but it's still something I'm still working on myself personally. Still working on like, no, I'm not going to do it just because, you know, I'm not going to do it. Like, I want to do it because I truly want to do it, not because I'm trying to please somebody or make somebody else happy.
Yeah, at your own expense. And then you feel like shit afterwards. Like, why did I just violate my own personal integrity to make sure this stranger, this person I don't even know, isn't disappointed?
Well, like, yeah, like I got eaten out a couple times by girls, which is really hot. But
yes,
like, I don't like fingers up there, but I didn't say anything. So they didn't know till after the fact. And I was like, why didn't I just tell them? Like, I don't want fingers up there. I just want you to focus on my clit. But like, that's one example of that is like, I just didn't speak up and say anything. And I should have.
Well, and we do have some friends who that was the case when you initially played with them, the ladies. And then later they found out and they were like mortified. Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. And it's like, no, like, you know, like you didn't say anything.
So it was my fault. I didn't say anything.
And the thing is, people bring to the table what they like. And a lot of women love fingers up there while they're getting eaten out. So it's like, it was kind of, you know, people, if you don't say anything about what you like, you can't expect people to read your mind.
Exactly.
I know men tell this to women all the time. Ladies, we can't read your mind. It's like, no, we can't. So when it comes to this saying no or whatever, or accepting no, nobody can read your mind. Be clear, be polite, and just, you have the right to say no to anybody. And I hope these ideas were helpful. And not only that, but when you have to accept a no, just remember what we said here. It could be a million reasons that are not you.
Yeah.
Whoa, what are you doing? Oh, there we go.
Mm.
June is so sensual. You're the best wife in the world.
You're welcome.
I love my life. Thanks for listening to the New Swingers Podcast. Do you have a question about the swinger lifestyle or an issue you're struggling with? Send us an email at newswingerspodcast@gmail.com. newswingerspodcast@gmail.com, and there's a good chance we may anonymously feature and discuss your question so it can be helpful for you as well as other listeners. Just send us an email at newswingerspodcast@gmail.com.